the Senate please come to order? Will the members please vote to signify their presence?
Members present, Senator Sharp is excused. Call the Senate.
Please stand for the invocation by the chaplain, Marianne Warden, the associate pastor at Northern Light United Church.
Mangayita, let us pray. Almighty God, you are the source of our strength and life. You cleanse our world each day with rain or snow, and we are not always ready to work together. We thank you for the care of our families, especially those who are not with us. We pray for their health and safety from harm. Be with us this day and for the weekend. Give us strength and courage to speak honestly and help us to forgive each other. Give us your grace, O God. Amen.
Would Senator Miller please lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Will the Secretary please certify the journal?
I wish to certify as the correctness of the journal for the third legislative day.
Senator Halper? Hearing no opposition, the journal is certified. That brings us to introduction of guests. Senator Zaroff.
Thank you, Madam President. It's indeed an honor and a pleasure to be able to introduce this individual today. And she has reached national recognition in that she is going to be one of the four finalists there in competition for Teacher of the Year. She is Alaska's Teacher of the Year, she's Kodiak's Teacher of the Year, and now we hope to be having her as the National Teacher of the Year. And a teacher from Kodiak for 20 years. She's taught in the village of Akiak for 8, in a small community which I started my teaching career out at Cape Chinyak for 8 years. And it's a pleasure to introduce to the body Elaine Griffin. Please stand. We certainly want to wish her well, and also accompanying Elaine is her husband Ned and her daughter Vera, who works with Representative Osterman, and also Cliff Stone, who is from the community of Chinyak and works with Mr. Osterman, or Representative Osterman as well. Welcome to the Senate. And I guess I better give the guide that's showing them around the Capitol, and also introducing Mrs. Griffin to other people as well, with the Department of Education, Rosemary Hagbig. Rosemary.
Senator.
There are no messages this morning.
Messages from the House.
Message dated January 18th, Madam President. The House has confirmed Representatives Toohey and Mackey as House members to the Select Committee on Legislative Ethics. Those are all the House messages this morning.
Communications?
There are no communications.
Reports of standing committees?
There are no standing committee reports.
Reports of special committees?
There are no special committee reports.
Introduction of Senate resolutions?
There are no Senate resolutions.
Introduction of Senate bills?
Senate Bill number 37 by Senator Phillips. An act relating to treatment of permanent fund dividends for purposes of determining eligibility for certain benefits and providing for an effective date.
State Affairs, Finance.
Senate Bill number 38 by Senator Sharp. An act relating to the use of off-road vehicles in the vicinity of the Dalton Highway.
Transportation.
Senate Bill number 39 by Senator Taylor. An act relating to memorial scholarship loans.
Yes, and Finance.
Those are all the bills for introduction this morning, Madam President.
That brings us to the consideration of the daily calendar.
Citation, honoring Jim Acheson, Senators Frank, Sharp, Miller, and Lincoln.
Senator Halford.
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent to be added as a co-sponsor, and I move and ask unanimous consent.
I just wanted to be clarification. I forgot to send up my slip, but even though they're adopted, if we send slips up, we can be added later. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Yeah.
Senator Halpern?
I move and ask unanimous consent the citation be approved.
Without objection, the citations are approved. Brings us to, do you have a special order? Senator Halpern?
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent the citation honoring Elaine Griffin be taken up as a special order of business at this time.
Without objection, so ordered.
Alaska Teacher of the Year, Senator Jarre, Pierce, Ellis, and Duncan, and Donnelly.
Senator Kelly, Senator Lehman, Senator Miller, Senator Taylor, Senator Senator Frank, Senator Green, Senator Rieger, Senator Torgerson, see, side back, Senator Hoffman, Senator Adams, Senator Lincoln, Senator Salo, anybody else on it? Senator Halpern.
I'm going to ask unanimous consent the citation be approved.
Without objection, the citation is approved. Unfinished business. It is my understanding that Senator Phillips has resigned from the Base Realignment and Closure Commission. Having that resignation in hand, I will be appointing Senator Lauren Lehman to serve on that commission, which I believe goes through the end of this session. Any other unfinished business? Announcements. Special orders. Senator Lehman.
Madam President, I was going to, under the citations, make these comments, but I'll do it under special orders. I ask the consent of the body to talk about Elaine Griffin.
Without objection, so ordered.
I was asked last fall to serve on short notice on the selection committee for the Alaska Teacher of the Year, and it was an interesting experience, and if any of you ever have the opportunity, I urge you to do it. Mrs. Griffin has a resume that is truly impressive, and while we were asked to select three finalists to offer to the commissioner, and then the finalist was actually chosen from that list, I was delighted to hear that the commissioner had chosen Mrs. Griffin for the honor. I urge you to get from Rosemary Hagevig or wherever it's available a copy of her resume and see some of the things that she's done at Chiniac and other places. And I think that she is an outstanding representative of Alaska's teachers. I'm delighted that that she has made a short list nationally, and I wish her well in representing us at the national level.
Thank you, Senator Lehman. Any other special orders? Senator Halpern, recess.
I move and ask unanimous consent the Senate stand in recess until 7:55, when we will convene in the House chambers for a joint session.
Without objection, the Senate is recessed. Senate will come back to order. Senator Phillips. Senator Lehman. Senator Phillips. He can't excuse himself. There aren't 11 of us here. Senator Phillips.
President, I move that we adjourn until tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. Friday the 20th, I believe, January 20th.
Without objection, we adjourn until tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. Thank you.